Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Pettis. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The shortstop, Luis Salazar. Batting fourth. The catcher, Matt Noakes. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Pat Sheridan. Batting eighth. The DH, Jim Morrison. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jeff Robinson. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting second. The center fielder, Stan Javier. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dave Parker. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting sixth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Phillips. Batting eighth. The catcher, Orlando Mercado. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Gallego. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Storm Davis. And now, play ball. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Pettis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Parker. Pettis reaches second base with a double. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Salazar strikes out. Two outs. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Noakes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pettis scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lansford strikes out. One out. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Javier takes first base on ball 4. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Javier moves to second. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Parker hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Javier moves to third. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2-2. There goes Canseco. The throw from Noakes and he is out, Whitaker applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Lemon strikes out. One out. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Sheridan takes first base on ball 4. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1-0. McGuire hits a fly ball into left field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Baylor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 1, Athletics, 1. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Noakes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Mercado is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Mercado hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Gallego batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Gallego takes first base on ball four. Mercado moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Brookins hits a line drive into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Pettis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Pettis bunts towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Javier is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Javier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Canseco is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Canseco hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 1 in the game. Parker hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Salazar is 0 for 1 in the game. Salazar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Salazar moves to second. Matt Noakes batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Noakes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Noakes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Salazar scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Noakes moves to second. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Sheridan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Sheridan hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Noakes moves to third. Lemon moves to second. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Morrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Morrison strikes out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Orlando Mercado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercado is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mercado hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Pettis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pettis hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Salazar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Salazar hits a fly ball into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Pettis. The throw from Mercado and he is safe. Pettis steals second. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Noakes is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Noakes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Gallego batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gallego is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gallego hits a line drive into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Javier hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a line drive towards first. McGuire reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sheridan hits a ball on the ground towards second. Phillips fields the ball and throws to second. Gallego drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Gallego. Sheridan moves to second. 2 outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morrison is 0-for-2 in the game. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Parker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Parker is 0-for-2 in the game. Parker takes first base on ball 4. Canseco moves to second. Mark McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McGuire is 0-for-2 in the game. McGuire hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Baylor strikes out. 1 out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Orlando Mercado is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mercado is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mercado hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gallego is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gallego strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. Brookins takes first base on ball 4. Rick Honeycutt now pitching. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Pettis hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brookins moves to second. Lou Whitaker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Whitaker is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Brookins moves to third. 2 outs. Luis Salazar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Salazar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-3 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Javier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Javier takes first base on ball 4. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Canseco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Canseco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Javier moves to second. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Parker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Parker strikes out. 2 outs. Mark McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McGuire is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McGuire hits a fly ball into left field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Glenn Hubbard now playing second base. Tony Phillips now playing left field. Larry Herndon pinch hits for Matt Noakes. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Herndon hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Javier. Herndon reaches second base with a double. Mike Heath pinch runs for Larry Herndon. Alan Trammell pinch hits for Darrell Evans. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Trammell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Javier. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Heath scores. It's 4-3, Athletics. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Sheridan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sheridan hits a pop-up towards short. Gallego settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Bergman pinch hits for Jim Morrison. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Bergman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trammell scores. It's Tigers, 4, Athletics, 4. Jim Wallowander pinch runs for Dave Bergman. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Luis Salazar now playing first base. Mike Heath now catching. Alan Trammell now playing shortstop. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Ron Hassey pinch hits for Orlando Mercado. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hassey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Phillips trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Gallego is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gallego hits a fly ball into left field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron Hassey now catching. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Pettis is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 0-0. The umpire calls a balk on Eckersley. Pettis moves to second. Lou Whitaker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Whitaker is 0-for-4 in the game. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Salazar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Salazar bunts in front of the plate. Hassey fields it and throws to first for the out. Pettis moves to third. Whitaker moves to second. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Heath hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pettis scores. Whitaker scores. It's 6-4, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heath moves to second. Eric Plunk now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Phillips. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Heath scores. Trammell goes all the way around to score. It's 8-4, Tigers. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sheridan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sheridan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Wallewander is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wallewander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-4 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Javier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Javier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Javier moves to second. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hubbard hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Oakland Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.